Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Billy Graham, Martin Luther, Moses, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Let me tell you something all of these people share in common with you and I. None of them, with one notable exception, none of them had any idea when they were little children. They had no idea what they would be or what they would accomplish when they would grow up. It's hard for us to imagine, for instance, a little Martin Luther running around telling his friends, "Someday I'm going to defy the emperor and live." And what about Billy Graham? I doubt as a child he played with radio microphones preaching to the neighborhood friends. And then there's Moses. He grew up in Pharaoh's household. Remember, he was sent upriver as a baby. He wasn't raised in a Hebrew home throughout his childhood, but when he grew up, he would lead that same Hebrew nation to the River Jordan, which he himself, by the way, would never cross. The point is that these as children, none of them knew what would happen to them when they would grow up. Except, of course, the baby whose birth we come together to celebrate tonight. Jesus. He knew. He knew. As a boy of 12, as the story we are told says, he knew that he was to be in the temple, to be in my Father's house. He knew who he was and what he was sent to accomplish. But the other people we mentioned as children, Mary and Joseph, now I'm sure they didn't know what would happen to them. But what God had planned for them was to be faithful parents. I have to believe that God used their parents to teach them how to be good parents, since God would give the job to both of them to parent his only child while on earth. I'm sure that the little girl, Mary, who would become Jesus' mother, had no earthly idea of what God had planned for her. In fact, in her song, the Magnificat, she makes it clear that she did not see herself as worthy of such an honor. And then there's the boy, Joseph. Joseph, who had no thought of growing up to be anything other than a carpenter like his father probably was. And not only does he become a carpenter, but the most famous carpenter of all because of whom he raised as his own son. As one song has said, Jesus is the son of Joseph's love. Jesus is the boy whose birth we again come together tonight to celebrate. Now these two, Mary and Joseph, would be used to bring up Jesus as a good boy. I can't imagine what that must have been like. But think of what Mary and Joseph went through and worried about, what they must have thought. I have a book that I like, written by Max Lucado, and it's called God Came Near. And in it, there's one chapter that I really like. It's called 25 Questions for Mary. These are questions that'll be interesting to ask her one day in heaven about what it was like to raise Jesus. Now, here are a few of my favorite ones. How did he act at funerals? Did he ever come home with a black eye? Did he have any friends named Judas? Did he ever have to ask a question about Scripture? What did he and his cousin John talk about as kids? And finally, did you, Mary, ever think, that's God eating my soup? Faithful parents, that's what God called Joseph and Mary to be. Jesus was raised by faithful earthly parents. So were most of the other people that we mentioned at the start, along with Mary and Joseph. There's Billy Graham and Martin Luther. They didn't know what God would accomplish through them, But in the gospel lesson tonight, we see Joseph and Mary in the process of accomplishing God's calling to them. Jesus, as we said, knew what he was sent to accomplish. He was sent to earth as the infant who was also God, and who grew to be the man who was also God. He came to live among us, to teach us of God and of his mercy and his love and his grace, and then to die on the cross and rise again from the dead to life everlasting. He knew this about himself as a child and as he grew. He knew that only by his coming and in his crucifixion and resurrection would we all receive, by grace, through faith alone, the hope and the assurance of eternal life. All of this Jesus knew. And he went on to accomplish that. To accomplish that. Just as Mary and Joseph accomplished their roles in all of this, as did Moses and Luther, and as you will also do. You are part of the story of this baby, of baby Jesus. You know him. You know him, you know who he is, and that he came and what he accomplished. You are in possession of that hope, the hope that we celebrate this night as being born in Bethlehem. That hope is yours. It is yours because he came to the world this night and because of what he accomplished in going to the cross, the grave, and then back again to heaven. And as you go home tonight, you go holding that hope and truth in your heart and in your life. You will see it. You'll see it reflected in the gifts that you share, in the tree that you've decorated. In fact, I'll bet that there's a special ornament on that tree to remind you of just what Jesus accomplished in coming to earth. It may be a little nativity ornament or a little cross or a little star. Now, I know that I've mentioned this to you before. I used to work in Christian retailing. And for all of those years, one of the things that we used to sell was an ornament that was a spike. And there was a red ribbon that hung from it. It was a reminder that this baby's birth led to this same man's death on the cross, as well as to his resurrection. It's a good ornament to have. But I'd like to ask you to think about something to help you remember the hope that we celebrate tonight of God coming to us, of God breaking into earth and taking on human flesh. Yes, tonight we celebrate that Jesus has come, and he is now among us. But throughout the rest of the year, we sometimes tend to forget that about that truth, the truth of his coming and the hope that it brings. So I've done this before with you, and I'd like to ask you to again think about doing this. As you undecorate the tree, don't pack away all of the ornaments. Pick one ornament that reminds you of the birth of Jesus. I've got this one that I keep in my office. I might change it this year. I haven't changed it in a little while. But keep that out. It reminds us of God breaking into our world. And take that ornament and set it aside as you box up everything else. And then put that ornament someplace where you'll see it every day. Put it in the kitchen, in the living room. Put it by your front door. Let that ornament serve to remind you that God has come near. He has come near to you. That's what he's done. God has chosen to accomplish what he did so you can live by faith in what he has done for you. Use that ornament all year long as a reminder of the boy that Joseph and Mary raised, the boy king whose birth we rejoice in tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts be acceptable.